Celebrant Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Fleetwood Mac folks, you're tuned in to CFRC Radio, listening to The Yellow Brick Road this Sunday evening, 8 p.m. I'm your host Rue, bringing you an hour and a half of the best in the world of British and Irish music. We started off with a little bit of Fleetwood Mac. The self-titled album, of course, came out on the 11th of July, 1975. So here we are on the 13th of July. Figured it was probably a good time to bring back a little bit of that music because, you know, what a successful album that was. Of course, they would go on to be even bigger with albums like Rumours, but this was kind of the beginning of this new era, the British-American era of Fleetwood Mac. Of course, they started out originally as a British blues band back in 1967 in London, and they were the backing band for the legendary blues guitarist John Mayall. They were working on some instrumentals together, and they decided to just start their own band on the side. You know, famously the name came from their drummer Mick Fleetwood, and they were trying to entice John McVie to join them, which is where the Mac part of the name comes from. And Peter Green, who was also one of the key figures in the original Fleetwood Mac, they got their start pretty much playing the predecessor to Reading Festival as one of their first shows. And in a couple of years' time, they'd move from more of this purely blues style of playing to more of the rock and roll popular music of the time. And around 1970, it kind of started to break down. Peter Green had been like experimenting with LSD and drugs and stuff, and he had a bit of a breakdown. He then left the band and kind of withdrew from the music industry, or was never as prominent again, even though he did a few solo things following that. But more members left, and the band were in the middle of a tour of America where there was a lot of hype around them. And, you know, sort of midway through the tour, half the members left, and they'd unofficially split up the band, but the tour was still to go on. So they tried to, their manager tried to, you know, keep it together by getting replacement musicians, and they were found out for that. And it was kind of a year of legal drama as well on who owns the name Fleetwood Mac. But after a tussle for a year or so, they were back. And then on the insistence of Bob Welch, who was sort of in and out of the band, they relocated to Los Angeles, and they were looking for more members to join the band around the time. And Mick Fleetwood was checking out Sound City Studios in LA during late 1974, and the house engineer Keith Olsen was playing him some of the artists that they'd recorded there in the last year or so, and he played them Frozen Love, which was by Buckingham and Nicks, so Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks' folk duo project. And Mick liked what he heard, and he wanted to talk Lindsey Buckingham into joining the band. He got introduced, and Buckingham said, "I'm joining on the condition that Stevie Nicks also gets to join." And that's how that edition of Fleetwood Mac, one of their best known ones, came about to be. And this album, the self-titled 1975 album, was one of their first works together. And, you know, it took them in a slightly more pop rock direction compared to their previous work. But, you know, here we are. It stood the test of time. 50 years later, we still consider that to be one of the great rock albums of all time. And, you know, what a treat the song Rhiannon is. I just can't help find excuses to listen to it again and again and again. A stereo joy, if there ever was one. So that's a little bit of the historic throwback stuff. You know, I always like to start off the show with a little homage to the British and Irish greats that have come before us. And then, you know that going forward, this show is all about new music, where I'm going to take you into the music scene as it's happening right now. We'll have a few releases from bigger artists to come, but we also have our ears firmly to the ground. So I think you're going to be well clued up by the end of this show. So let's dive straight into it. I'm going big at the top. We've got new music from Muse, and I've been meaning to play this one for a few weeks, but we've just had so much news and releases in music of late that I haven't really had the chance to until today, so I'm going to put this in your ears now. We've got new music from Muse. They've been kind of active again this year after expecting to have a pretty quiet year. Basically, last year when Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl scandal dropped, the band kind of pulled out of all their shows that they were supposed to be playing, cancelled off the whole summer, and for a lot of the festivals that they were supposed to be headlining, there was now a big alt rock shaped hole at the top of the bill. And who better to fill, you know, a slot for great hours of rock music than someone like Muse? So Muse, who was supposed to be having a bit of a quieter year, you know, spending time with their families, working on the next album, which they expect should be out by next year. Although they haven't really recorded or written much of it down at the moment, they say. It's all kind of ideas. But basically, they were supposed to be filling in for a number of heavier festivals, like Download, which was a festival that they headlined back in 2015, and it was one of their heaviest set lists ever. So that, combined with the fact that they have experimented a bit with more metal stuff. They've been listening to a bit more Slipknot and Turnstile and such. And there was stuff on their last album, like the song Kill or Be Killed and Won't Stand Down, which were really well received. They've been working with Dan Lancaster as well, who's done production for artists like Bring Me the Horizon. And you can see a bit of his hand, his production, on the new song, which kind of came about almost to be played at these festivals. It's a song called Unraveling. And, you know, we just get to enjoy a great summer of metal muse. So that's incredible. You can find all their work at muse.mu and on various streamings and whatever. Olivia Dean as well, she's got an album coming up called The Art of Living that's out on the 26th of September, and it's a follow-up to her Mercury-nominated album Messy. She also supported Sam Fender recently, playing at St. James's Park, Sam Fender's hometown, played to 52,000 fans. She joined him up on stage alongside also being one of the support acts on the bill. She joined him live to do a version of his song Rain Me In, which is already such a beautiful song, and then when she adds her vocals to it, it's just absolutely brilliant. And everyone liked it so much that they have recorded a version of it and they've put that out. However, Olivia is also on the album run herself, like I was saying. So she's got a new single out called Lady Lady, and she says it's about the feeling of having to change just as you're getting used to a version of yourself. The song reminds me of the power we hold as women. I think it feels like peace. So the album, like I said, Art of Living, 26th of September. She's also on tour, so if you like what you hear, she's doing two shows at Toronto's Massey Hall, 24th and 25th of July. You can find her work at oliviadano.com. Let's start off with Muse. This is Unraveling here on CFRC Radio.
I'll let It's something I don't understand. That lady, lady, she's the. It always had to be like this. So if that was our last kiss, now we know that dream ain't coming true. There's room for something new. Give me something new.
Welcome back to the Elizabeth Road, folks. On that last set, we had some new music from Olivia Dean as well as from Muse, who are out there doing their festival work. Olivia Dean, like I said, is coming to Toronto just end of this month, 24th and 25th of July. She is playing at Toronto's Massey Hall. So if you fancy making a trip down to come see her, she is a fantastic musician. I saw her last year at Oceaga, and I'll just say this, I needed to see her perform Dive live. That was something I just had to see live, and it was such a special moment, and she is such an incredible performer, so do go see her. I'm going to move on to the best up-and-coming artists from the UK and Ireland. We've got a few new releases to talk about, and we're going to go to Liverpool for this next artist. They are called, and I love this name, the DSM-4, as in the manual of mental disorders and such, fourth edition. They're kind of industrial, post-punk, synth-pop, lots of good stuff in there. They released an EP this January called Negative Utopia, and that was out on a Liverpool label called 9x9 Records. So that's where you can find some of their work. It's on 9x9 Records, but you have to spell out 9 as a word, .bandcamp.com. There's a song on it called Pink Lady. That's the one that we're going to be playing for you today, so do go check them out. We've also got new music from Wonder Horse, as I was talking about earlier. Wonder Horse put out a new single called The Rope, and it's their first piece of music since last year's album Midas came out. And though they've said that they've not got any plans for, you know, a full album or anything at the moment, they're just kind of writing in soundcheck and while they're on tour and stuff, and this is a bit more of an optimistic direction for them. So I'm gonna play that for you on the show right now, and I've actually been trying to get hold of the version that they performed at Glastonbury, because it was a great recording and you can just, you know, the crowd energy really buoys them up in this case, and I've managed to find it. So that's how we're going to be listening to the new song. Of course, if you go on the streaming and whatever else, you can find the original studio version of it. But, you know, if you like that live energy, I will say that Wonderhorse are coming to Canada. They're going to be playing one show only and it's part of Oceaga Festival. They're playing on the Friday. So if you're interested in that, hey, I'm going to be there on the Friday. So you can find all their music and stuff, dates as well, at Wonderhorse, spelled W-U-N-D-E-R, wonderhorseband.com. And then when we're going to go up to Scotland for a little bit, we've got a duo of musicians, one of whom is Gitta Price from the legendary Welsh rock, alt rock, techno, psychedelia, whatever you want to call them, the band Super Furry Animals, also in their side project, the rave project, Dust Coolies. He and his partner Lindsay Levin work on a much more mellow project of theirs called Gulp, which has now been going for, I think, about 10-15 years. They have a new album coming out on the 29th of August called Beneath Strawberry Moons. We're going to be listening to a song called Hope Shines Through the Heart. You can find them at gulp1.bandcamp.com. This is the DSM-4 with Pink Lady. August, duo of Gitta Price and Lindsay Levin. So Super Furry Animals fans, there you go, there are your Super Furry Animals playing in various other projects and such. We also heard some music from Wonder Horse, a brand new song of theirs called The Rope, but that one was a version recorded live at Glastonbury Festival because I just thought the crowd energy makes it so much more special. They are playing, like I said, at Oceaga Festival, so if you're going along to that, you might catch them on the Friday. Also had some music from the DSM-4 Liverpool band with their song Pink Lady. We have had a lot of interesting stuff happening in the last week, lots of new releases and such. I mean, July 11th, I think, was a big date in a lot of calendars. You had albums like Gweno's album Utopia came out, and if you liked what you just heard, the Gulp song, you will probably also like Gweno's album. I have that in the slot for next week. Wetleg's new album came out as well. Lots of cool music to talk about. Africa Express is back after, I think, 6 or so years. They had an album in 2019. So lots of music that we could talk about. And we also have a guest joining us this week on the show. So you're going to hear that in the second half of this show. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we have a band called DC Dolls joining us, who I've played on the show before, and I really like their punk energy. They have a very strong sense of community as well, so they're going to join me to talk about, you know, the Dublin music scene and punk rock and making new music and all of that. So lots of stuff to look forward to. The bed music as well that you're listening to me playing underneath as I'm talking right now is the new album by Coco Roco, Tough Times Never Last, also an album that came out this Friday. So lots of incredible stuff that's been happening. We're just in a very rich period musically. The best songs that you're going to be hearing are Together We Are and Over Reprise. So the one you're hearing right now is Over Reprise, the sort of end of the album. And you can find them at Kokoroko, spelled KOKOROKO.bandcamp.com. But moving on, we're going to have some music from a Bristol indie rock trio called Pompadour, who have a new single called Sweet. And it's sort of about how not everything is, you know, everything is sweet and rosy in the world if you can afford not to pay attention. So we're going to be listening to that. You can find them on Instagram and on streaming and such, Pompadour. Unfortunately, I don't have a website or Bandcamp links or any other such thing for them, but you can find them at Pompadour the Band on Instagram. We've also got some music then from a Belfast-based Irish-Canadian duo called Highway 56. And yes, Highway 56, named for the highway in Hamilton, Ontario. Incredibly, you know, bridging the gaps. They say their mom was originally from Canada, and they have a single coming out in late August called Working Class Voices. But we're going to be playing the single that they do have out at the moment called Belfast, brackets, It's Our World. So we're going to be listening to that. And then one of our favorite bands on this show is an artist to watch from Dublin called Sprints, post-punk rock band. And since we've been talking a little bit about Glastonbury, they also did play Glastonbury. They played a beautiful Sunday afternoon set. And Glastonbury is quite known for collaborations and surprise appearances and all of that. And so guests were a pretty big deal. Sprints also brought out a guest. They had Kate Nash herself come out to perform her huge indie song Foundations with them. She also performed a slot of her own at Glastonbury, and you know, she's been in the news a little bit recently talking about like unaffordability for artists and stuff. And she had that whole campaign where she was kind of, you know, she had this butts for tour buses campaign going around, trying to raise money for her tour. You guessed it, through OnlyFans. And it was this whole conversation starter about how if someone who's seen as quite successful is struggling, then what about everybody else and all of that? So that's kind of what Kate Nash has been up to. And she also made this appearance with Sprints. But Sprints themselves have been quite busy, you know. Just a year on from their stellar debut album from last year, Letter to Self, they've signed to Sub Pop Records for North American releases. They've released a brand new single called Deka, as in like I think therefore I am Deka, and they're gearing up to release their second album All That Is Over in September. You can find them at sprintsmusic.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to Deka performed live at Glastonbury, because again I think their energy is absolutely amazing. But let's start off for this particular set with a little bit of Pompadour with their song Sweet.
Wake up, it's gonna be the one. Hitchhike a ride into the city.
Cause it's sweet with this city, lives on. Come with me.
Performed live at Glastonbury Festival, folks. Some great new music on the show on the last set. We also heard fellow Irish band Highway 56 performing their song Belfast, brackets It's Our World, and Pompadour to start off this set with their song Sweet! Exclamation mark. We have other great music also coming up on the show. We've got a band called Carboot Sale, who are a swaggering rock and roll band from the UK, and I loved their last single called Shimmy On Down. I'm pretty sure we've played it on the show, actually, because I feel like I've been thinking about it every single week. But they have a delightful new single called Isabel that we're going to be listening to right now. Again, you can find them on streaming and socials and such. They are at Car Boot Sale the Band on Instagram. And they have a show coming out if you're over in London this summer. They're playing a show on the 1st of August, which you can check out. And, you know, more singles and stuff. You can find them on streaming for that. We also have music from an artist called Miss Muhammad, who I quite like. She's got a song called Ring the Alarm, which she says is music for the apocalypse, but in the form of some rock and roll. So you can find her music at Miss, spelled M-S, Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, .bandcamp.com. The song's called Ring the Alarm. So let's listen to those now. This is Isabella by Car Boot Sale. Keep listening to CFRC Radio.
Now, here we go.
Helmet with Ring the Alarm. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. On that last set, we also had music from Car Boot Sale. Brand new song of theirs called Isabel. And just what a delightful jangle pop song that is. So do go check them out. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we've got an interview with Abby, the guitarist in DC Dolls, rising Dublin punk band. So you can hear all of that. We'll be talking about their new single called Blame Me. And you'll also get to hear that. That also came out on the 11th of July, incidentally. But another release from the 11th of July is a brand new album by Africa Express, the Damon Albarn led collective of global musicians, is back with another record. And this time they've trekked down to Mexico to record it. It's their first album since 2019. I guess Damon's also been busy with, you know, various Blur reunions and the Gorillaz albums and stuff. But this time their genre-transcending sound combines Afrobeats, traditional singing, traditional instruments, with now Spanish laments and ballads and the usual mix of pop, rock, jazz, rave, electronic, hip-hop. And, you know, they bring together this time a lot of the musicians from the Gorillaz world, like Shea Delican, collaborators like Booty Brown, Jonas Policewoman, Moonchild Sonelli, and a lot of faces from the world of pop music, such as Yeah Yeah Yeahs' Nick Zinner, the DJ Bonobo, Mexican artists like Luisa Almaguer, and Tom XL from Nubian Twist. So I'm going to play us the song Otim Hop, and then after that we've got Kneecap bringing you the full story of what's happened in the last few months in their song The Recap. Kneecap.bandcamp.com. Here is Africa, you know, Express with Otim Hop.
Worldwide, we all deal with our struggles.
There's no mapping how it gets in the emotional terrain. It's survival, is it gain? Conscious weighs heavy, but on the scale of pain, the odds is we risk it all when the balance don't suit us. Meets the requirement way before the deadline. Dead at expiration, spoiled the dream, and now it's no good. Brown or green bin, check in the mail, had to cancel the weekend with the family casually. How do you deal with the casualty naturally? People sell you out so surprisingly happily. Then move on, still get praised for the new dawn. The world keeps spinning like a lazy Susan. Looking for that spice of life, the double blade, it will splice you twice. Keep looking for the elder's precise advice, but it's quiet, yikes.
A mira po dano matika ngera tino mina yom chui. Unen utep pala chui. Unen lurema ruba karamar lutino ne. Nem kita tikwiri. Birma be loyo lonyo. Unen utep pala chui. Unen lurema tika mina yom chui. Ruba karamar lutino ne.
Tamunia timon. Atamunia ti police, atamunia charmo, atamunia charfu, atamunia goyadu, atamunia go gita, atamu, 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 atamunia ti moni.
Onjo jelo mwe jani riuchan, onjo jelo mwe jani riuchan, riuchan guru.
In the deep magazine, hit the moonshine. Staggering in my sleep, make the time fly. I stay still, my skin drips dry. My skin feels touch up, my skin feels life. Breathing, freak out, eulogies blow up. Burdens, temptation, drown me, I own up. I'm grown up, blown up, watch the show, I float down. Situation hit the peak, I'm worn out. Slow plunder, life goes under. Activate the cavities, we never will surrender. Bloodline measure, madness of the free land. Other my steps, no chip in my medalla. Sacred intelligence, black panorama. Black is the evidence, the expression of Gaia. Defier, desire, Tallulah, hallelujah. Cordless melodies, blaring in Uganda.
Oh, the water. Oh, the water. The rain, you lim the tour. Oh, the water. You can live with the rain. You learn your character. You learn your character.
A blessed Slit hit him door wicked ass, loy the red cool tragic. Tom so told by the rich, unreal this initial bit. Sneak out, give them a frisk. Spur on land, no deep, but we know they've got more than this. Grim, now I'm a stroke.